Hello, 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 and welcome to the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast, where we help passionate people create stable income with flexible schedules by getting ideal nonprofit clients with the best grant writing and nonprofit sales strategies in the industry. My name is Holly Rustic, and I went from working 50 plus hours per week as a grant writer inside a nonprofit, living paycheck to paycheck, to opening my own freelance grant writing business and only working part-time hours, earning more than I ever had before. Inside our programs, the Freelance Grant Writer Academy and the Grant Professional Mentorship, I have helped more than 100 changemakers get out of toxic 9-to-5 jobs and replace their full-time incomes while working part-time as a grant writer from home and around the world, simply by learning how to write grants through our grants writing formula and implementing our unique approach to nonprofit sales. Join these aspiring and seasoned grant writers so you too can secure ideal nonprofit clients with cause areas that you fully believe in, get them massive funding, and be able to set your own schedule and revenue goals. Be sure to join our weekly email newsletter, the Freelance Grant Writer Hub Haven, where you get stress-free nuggets on the financial stability components and skills of being a freelance grant writer. Plus, you get updates about the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. Just go to grantwritingandfunding.com to subscribe. And now let's get ready for the most bold, empowering, and approachable coaching and conversations you've ever heard. Let's create a higher standard of stability, freedom, and legacy together. Hello, 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 changemaker. It's Holly Rustic here with Grant Writing and Funding, and welcome to a bonus episode of the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast, the number one grant writing podcast in the world. All right, so we're going to give you some amazing bonuses today. You are going to love these three questions that you need to ask to know how to price your grant writing services. All right, because I know a lot of you out there are like, okay, this is great. I'm thinking about becoming a freelance grant writer. Are you working inside a nonprofit and you are a grant writer and you're like, maybe I could do this on the side, or you already have people asking you to do it on the side, but you just don't know how to price. Pricing is one of the biggest things that people come to me in the academy for. Here's the three big things that people come to me actually in the academy. They say, I don't know how to write grants and I want to improve my grant writing, or I don't know how to price my services, I'm not sure what to do there, or I don't know how to sell my services. Those are the big three, and because of that, we actually have specific curriculum and methodology behind each one of those. So to overcome, hey, I don't know how to write grants, we actually take you through our Grant Writing Master Course, and we have a 30-day Master Grant application challenge inside the curriculum. So in 30 days, you can jump in there, you can learn how to write a Master Grant template, and you can get feedback. Plus, we have unlimited grant reviews. And then when people ask us about pricing, we have our value-based pricing method, and we also have our unique industry concept. So it's how to get clear on services with the UIC, and then you use the value-based method so you have fair pricing on your services. And then, of course, for the last one, Holly, how do I get clients? We take you through our ethical nonprofit sales system. So today in this bonus episode, I wanted to cover some of our value-based pricing / unique industry concept method. We're going to pull a little bit from there, and we're going to talk about three questions that you need to answer to know how to price your grant writing services. And if you love what you're hearing today, be sure you join the webinar on April 30th at 4 p.m. Eastern if you love what you're hearing today, because the webinar is replace your full-time income on flexible hours by writing high quality grants quickly. You are going to learn, you know, whether or not you're an aspiring or seasoned grant writer, you're going to learn how you can make a grant writing business work for you, how it can create financial stability on flexible hours, because that's what y'all are looking for. So we are going to show you how to do that, and you can join over 100 people in our program that are doing that today. So go to grantwritingandfunding.com/320 to go ahead and grab that link and sign up for the webinar. At the webinar, you'll also be able to get a 48-hour special bonus. This is only going to people who are registered for the webinar. You're going to be able to get a customized roadmap to get your first $10,000 in grant writing sales with me. And we're gonna do that before the launch even closes. So the doors will open, you'll be able to get that bonus. And but the doors to the Freelance Grant Writer Academy do close on May 12th. Join the webinar so you can know when the doors open immediately and get the 48-hour bonus. And then get in before the doors close to the academy. So once again, go over to grantwritingandfunding.com/320 or just to grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar and you can sign up directly on the webinar page. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to our three questions to know how to price your grant writing services. Pricing your grant writing services is never just about the deliverables. I'm going to say that again. Pricing your grant writing services is never just about the deliverables. And what do I mean by that? Researching 15 to 20 grant funding prospects, writing 5 grants, Those are all the deliverables, all the features, right? So a lot of y'all, you think about, okay, well, if I'm going to do all of this, then it needs to be this price. Or if I'm going to, you know, maybe they don't have that much of a budget, then I'll just cut out some of these things, some of the deliverables, so I can make the budget less and meet their budget. Yes, there is an art of doing some of that, but it's not just about that. And that's where a lot of y'all, you're like, oh, okay, I'm at this level now, so I even know how much my services cost, and I can just, like, you know, play around with them here. That's one level, but it's not the be-all, end-all, and it's not where your brain should necessarily be. So let's go ahead and talk about this, because a lot of freelance grant writers throw together some deliverables to create a grant writing package or a retainer, and then just slap on a price tag. Then here's the problem if you don't do the next step and if you don't utilize our three questions, which I'm going to get to in a minute. So do stay tuned. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to start asking yourself, is this price too high? Is this price too low? Are there enough deliverables in my package or retainer to make it look like it has value to it? Will a nonprofit pay me the rate I want for those deliverables? You are gonna spin yourself out with all those questions. And if you've had those questions before, my friend, you are not alone. It is very common to start spinning yourself out, to start having these types of questions, to not even know how to answer them when you're just throwing deliverables and a price together for your pricing, right? And this is like one of the most common ways that service providers do it. And this is why they spin out. This is why they can't sustain businesses. This is why they start shaking before sales calls and all of the things, okay? You are never going to be really confident in answering any of those questions. And because of that, you're not going to be confident in your sales calls, right? Here's what's going to happen as a result of thinking those questions, not having the answers, and spinning out. You're going to start giving discounts. You're going to start adding more deliverables without increasing your rates. You're going to stop marketing your sales calls because you're not going to be confident in showing up to them, right? Those are the results of all of those thoughts, of all of those questions, because you don't have the full basis on how to price. You're just thinking deliverables equals, like, if I do more stuff, I add more price. No, let's go ahead and look at this. Problem is that this is the wrong place to start with pricing your services. What you need to do before you even price your services is answer these three questions. All right, here's your questions, y'all. Number one, what type of nonprofit do you want to work with, right? Do you want to work with, we like to call them startup pups, right? Maybe under $100,000 in annual operating or less, just getting started out of the gate, all of that. Or do you like working with more seasoned nonprofits, and we like to call those expanding monkeys, right? They have a lot of different things going on. They've definitely gotten some grants, maybe not federal grants yet, but they have a good traction, all of that, right? Or we like to have the cash cow, which those are your larger organizations, like 2.5 million and above annual operating, maybe even a lot more than that. They have federal grants, all of the things, right? So it really depends. Before you can even start your pricing, I want you to think about, who do I want to work with? And you might be like, but Holly, if I just say startup pups, then I won't be able to get paid and I'm not going to be able to work with those other ones. Okay, let's just call that false. One, you can get paid. We can show you how inside the academy. A lot of our students love working with startup pups because they're passionate, they feel comfortable with them, they can do a lot, all of that. And yes, they pay. But you do have to have maybe a different pricing strategy. You're not going to be charging federal grant writing rates. You know what I mean? So that's why we need to start here and start asking these questions instead of, how much should I charge? Well, it depends, right? And the other thing that you might have started freaking out going, oh my gosh, if I niche down, other people won't come to me. They do still. It's not that you have to say no if they're not your ideal nonprofit customer, but you can still take them on. So if you're focusing on startup pups, but you have a cash cow that wants you to write a grant, for sure, you could still price and write that. It doesn't mean you're blocking out anyone. It just means you're getting more focused, right? And you can really start setting up your retainers or your packages in a way that makes sense. Second question, where do you want to get them along the funding journey, or where do they want to get? Now, sometimes nonprofits have extremely unrealistic expectations of where they want to get. So I also want you to think about where you can get them. So if you're working with a startup pup, for example, and they want to have $1 million in grant funding, that's going to happen, but it's not going to happen in year one. Right? That's going to be a very long-term strategy. So that's, see, all of a sudden, instead of, oh, what deliverables do I throw together and package up in $5,000? No, we think about, where do I want to get this nonprofit? And it doesn't mean you need to get them to $1 million, you know, and right out of the gate, right? Like we said, that's going to be a long-term strategy, but let's have a smaller milestone along the way. And let's start working. Okay, you know what? If that's where they want to get, then we're going to have a retainer, but we also have to have a retainer that's going to fit into their budget. So we're not going to be doing 1 million deliverables. We might be doing deliverables then that are over the length of a year, and we might be doing small things in the first couple of months. We're just going to be getting them set up with a master grant application template, right? A couple months later, we're going to start looking for small community grants and all of that, like $500, $1,500, etc. And then we're going to build up throughout the year, right? So we can start on something like that where you're not working 40 hours a month or whatever. You can work a lot less, do deliverables that are consistent and over time that build them up eventually to where they want to go, but can also fit into their budget along the way. Right? So that is such a different strategy than just being like, oh, okay, I just need to have a package that I find this many grants, write this many grants. We're going to talk about why that's going to be like not a good thing potentially, okay? The third question I want you to ask is, how long will it take to get them there? So just as in our example, $1 million for a startup pup, it's going to take a while. In year one, we're just going to be setting the foundations. We're going to write a master grant application. We're going to set up the ability to get funding. We're going to do some research. We're going to start with some small grants. And this is how you take the discussion away too from that $1 million, right? And just the money projection, we're going to say, hey, we're going to set up a sustainable grant funding plan. That's what we're going to do, right? So at the end of the year, we're going to be looking at submitting some of these smaller grants, but to get you to that $1 million, it's going to take a matter of years, but it's going to need consistent momentum along the way. And that first $500 is how you're going to get to your $1 million, right? So how long is this going to take me? It's going to take me at least a year just to lay the foundation and the groundwork to get to where you eventually want to go. And when you do it like this, it's also laying the groundwork like, hey, we're going to be working together for a while. It might be a number of years, and that's okay, right? It's not just, for those of you who are grant writers, it's not just send out 100 of the same grant applications to 100 different funders. That is never a great way or a sustainable way to create grant funding. All right. So when you can answer the above questions, once again, number one, what type of nonprofit do you want to work with? Number two, where do you want to get them along the funding journey and where do they want to go? And number three, how long will it take to get them there? When you can answer those questions, then knowing what deliverables to include, how long your retainer should be or your package should be, and what to price your grant writing services at are so much easier, and they make sense because it's not just kind of like, well, I don't know, right? This is because the services and pricing are based on an actual outcome that the nonprofit wants or needs. So let's just put this in perspective. I'm going to give you another example just so you can really understand the impact of asking these three questions. So just imagine that you throw together a $5,000 package for a nonprofit that includes writing a few grants and finding 10 to 12 grant prospects. That might feel good and fair, right? But what will the end game be for the nonprofit? Is only submitting 5 grants going to get them to their goal of wanting to have $200,000 or $1 million in grant funding or just a sustainable grant funding plan? This could actually be wasted money and time if it's not going to bring them closer to their goal, closer to their impact. Sure, they might create momentum by submitting a few grants, and that's all some nonprofits want, but for a certain nonprofit, that might just be getting started and then you leave and poof, the momentum ends, right? Inside the Freelance Grantwriter Academy, we show you how to create packages or retainers based on doing a unique industry concept. The unique industry concept is the basis for figuring out your ideal nonprofit niche, your service delivery promise, the time you need to reach that service delivery promise for that nonprofit. Start showing up with confidence in knowing what the journey is for your packages or retainers. Stop guessing at your pricing and slapping a scope of work together. Inside the upcoming webinar that we're having on April 30th, Replace Your Full-Time Income on Flexible Hours by Writing High-Quality Grants Fast, we're going to be talking about pricing in depth. You are going to want to join. So once again, go to grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar or grantwritingandfunding.com/320 for this episode show notes. And right after the webinar, we're going to be opening the doors to the Freelance Grantwriter Academy, where we help you be confident in knowing that your services will actually help a nonprofit really have impact based on your unique industry concept. You will never give discounts again or just slap on deliverables without it making sense. What this will do is help you lead your business with peace and financial sustainability. And it'll help the nonprofit do the same. I hope you enjoyed this bonus podcast episode. And if you love the Grant Writing and Funding podcast, please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast. And also be sure to leave a review, as we love reading every single one of our reviews. All right, I'll see you at the webinar. Bye-bye.